Welcome to the one-day business acceleration retreat. This experience is designed to help women founders just like you plan and execute the exponential growth of your business. Only 3% of all women-led businesses cross the chasm of generating $1 million or more in annual revenues, and only 2% are funded through venture capital. These statistics are shocking, given that women are also known for delivering a higher return on capital and for being better able to handle major disruptors in business. The one-day business acceleration retreat is your entryway into breaking through the barriers of exponential growth by helping you build a purpose-led and visionary plan to inspire your team, also guiding you to discover specific, repeatable actions that will create traction, more prospects, more customers, more sales. I am Coco Selman, five-time founder, impact investor, creator of the Force for Good business system, and your host on this transformative journey. Women-led business is the most powerful, innovative force in the world. With purpose-led leaders like you at the helm, we can lead in both impact and profit. The future of business is women. This is our time. Let's make the world better through business.
Hi there. Welcome to episode 5. So now we're embarking on the second stage of our journey, right? First stage was to envision a brighter future. Now we are building an actionable plan. So in these next episodes, we will be building that plan. So in this episode, we're going to do a simple SWOT analysis. In the next episode, episode 6, you're going to just design a quarterly map. Then you're going to have 30-day goals, key performance indicators, and design a weekly dashboard. So all these things are going to give you the ability to take empowered action, what I like to call highest and best use action, be of highest and best use. We always want to wake up every day in service of the purpose, the vision, the breakthrough. And this method of building your plan in this actionable way will give you and every single member of your team the ability to be of highest and best use, highest service, right? And here's the thing. There's highest and best use, and there's the hamster wheel, right? The hamster wheel is necessary. The hamster wheel is what's creating your current situation, your current outcomes, right? The hamster wheel is all the operational things you do every day, your habits, your whatever. You get on your computer and you look at your email and you get on a phone call on Tuesdays at 3 o'clock and you review whatever customer service complaints. That is your hamster wheel. All right. So in order to produce new results, we need to move into new actions. We need to create new actions, new results. And so this section is going to help us identify exactly what we need to do in order to produce a new result. And it's going to say, all right, here's the hamster wheel, and you're going on the hamster wheel, and somebody still has to make sure that the trains run on time and the toilets get cleaned and the phone calls get answered and product gets shipped. That's the hamster wheel. But you also need to make sure that you're making progress on your 12-month breakthrough. Breakthrough will not happen without different action. So we're going to start with the simple SWOT. So strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The reason we do a SWOT analysis, we look at the strengths, the weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that exist in your organization right now. And that gives you an indication of how you should proceed. Any business at any moment in time has a different set of strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So therefore, your highest and best use, what you need to do next in order to create the breakthrough you're looking for, it evolves over time. So We start with a SWOT, but it's important to recognize how important it is in the process of innovation and empowering your team members to consistently be in the conversation and discussion of, you know, what's working, what's not, what opportunities are, could we tap into that we're not? Where could we make investment? Where do we need to scale back? So I find that SWOTs happen all the time. People are thinking about them all the time when they're putting together their plan. But it is really helpful when you sit down with your team and you have a facilitated SWOT discussion. So very few conversations are as exhilarating, collaborative, thought-provoking, empowering, engaging as a well-orchestrated SWOT. Sit down with your people in the field and do a SWOT analysis on your breakthrough or on some part of a challenge, and you will see people really get engaged because they are helping create transformation. They're helping create the answer to the puzzle. And they're the ones who know, really. You might have an idea of what your strengths are, but involving others is really, really great. So the heart of every SWOT lives the question, what do we do now? So action, it's helping us design the plan that tells us which actions we should focus on in order to produce the breakthrough goal. So that's the question. What can we do to achieve our 12-month breakthrough goal? In this simple SWOT, we're always seeking the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that will most positively and negatively affect that goal. It is less important that we find a long, exhaustive list of all the strengths of the company, all the weaknesses, all the opportunities, all the threats. It's more important that you really home it down into what are the most essential impactful elements that will most directly drive or hold back, if you're not mindful, your 12-month breakthrough goal. The key is to be as specific as possible. So I was in a meeting recently with my clinical team, and as I mentioned previously, I'm in the healthcare business, and the question came up, well, how can we have a breakthrough in getting more nurses into the field? We need more nurses out taking care of patients. And so everybody just said, okay, well, we need more prospects. Well, how do you know that's what we need? How do you know that we need prospects? Are you sure? Is it prospects we need, or do we need to improve our yield between interview and, you know, who gets interviewed and which ones are qualified? Who gets offered a job and who says yes? Who says yes and shows up to orientation? Who says yes and makes it all the way out to the field? So the more specific you can be, and sometimes when we start, we don't know. We don't know where the problem is. We don't know where we need to make an improvement or where we need to create support. But the more specific you can be, the better. Is it that your sales funnel gets stuck when you get lots of people coming to the website, but nobody's filling in the opt-in, or nobody's filling out his after they do the opt-in, they're not coming back and listening to the services or taking part in the next step? So be as specific as you possibly can when you're doing SWOT analysis. It will help you pinpoint exactly where you need to focus your attention. All right, so we're going to go right into it. And this is a brainstorming exercise, right? So you're going to do this on your own if you'd like right now, or if you're doing it in a group, that's fine too. But there's no, with brainstorming, no idea is a bad idea. Every idea is a good idea, right? We just get stuff. So we're going to focus first on our strengths. So think first and foremost as you come in into the space, and again, connect your heart. Trust your mind. Trust your knowing. Trust your senses. And allow yourself to focus in on your core purpose, the reason your company exists. why it's worth it. And the vision. What's the vision you are creating? The company vision 100 years from now, the transformation available to the world that you're working towards every single day. And now let yourself remember, what is the breakthrough? And let yourself see and feel the connection between the 12-month breakthrough and how that will help you deliver the core purpose and move towards the vision. Feel that connection. And right now, go ahead and start to think about all the strengths that you have within your business and help you achieve that 12-month breakthrough goal. Write them down. What are your strengths? What are the people who have particular value, information, knowledge, success? Teams that are could really help you with this. What's their strength? What are they good at? What are the systems that could help you? Here's the systems that are in place already that could be leveraged, utilized, amplified. Systems that are already really good. What technology do you have in place? Think about your reputation as business. What strengths in your reputation could help you achieve your 12-month breakthrough? About your customer service. How could that help you? What about the strengths of your product, your solutions, services you sell? And what about your production line? Your supply and delivery process, marketing, your sales. Specifically, what are your strengths that can help you achieve your 12-month breakthrough? Well done. Go ahead now and circle the top three strengths that, when harnessed, and most impact daily, weekly progress on your 12-month breakthrough goal. Top three. It's a lot of strengths, but some are really gonna, if you really, really focused on those and amplified those, they could really help you. Ones that could be actionably used to your benefit. Okay, now we're going to go into weaknesses. All right, so what are the weaknesses that are holding you back from achieving your 12-month breakthrough? What are the weaknesses of your company that are most impeding progress on your 12-month goal? What's going to stop you? Again, what are the limits? The bottlenecks, constraints. Is there a team that doesn't have full capacity, knowledge, experience? Is there a system that is not working? Is there a technology everybody hates to use? Some part of your product or your service that's stopping you, something that a weakness in your product, service, or solution. Is there a weakness in your sales, your marketing? Is there a weakness in your ability to connect with your audience? Do you not have a clear, unique value proposition? What are your weaknesses? Do you have the resources you need? The funding, the time, people to achieve this 12-month goal? Write down everything that is stopping you or could stop you in this year ahead. Okay, get them all out. Do you have enough? Do you know? Do you have the data? Do you have metrics that can help you deduce what the actual problem is? What are the specific problems? Not enough funding for what? Not enough funding to do X. If you had funding to do X, that'd make a big difference. We had a person who could do X, somebody who was really good at X, or if you could increase the number of prospects or suspects or opt-ins, what would that level of increase be? It's to view, how could that improve you? So think about, you've just written down a whole bunch of weaknesses, well, maybe only a few. Circle the three that are most detrimental to the 12-month goal. The three that left unresolved will most impede progress, hold you back. Nice work. All right, so now we're going to think about the opportunities. Opportunities are usually things that happen that are available outside the business, but however you want to brainstorm them and they come out, it's fine. Doesn't matter if it's internal, external. The goal here is to get as many ideas out as you can. What are the opportunities that could accelerate progress on this goal? Unfiltered, write them all down. You had 10x the commitment, or 10x the focus, or 10x the time to do this thing, to pursue this opportunity, you'd have a breakthrough. Might include opportunities that are within the company that haven't been fully utilized or optimized, like the marketing systems that need attention, or sales lists that haven't been called on. Maybe you aren't using your prospect list as much as you could. It could also be external opportunities that would open up significant growth to your company. Maybe there's a trade show or a conference that if you attended that, or maybe there's a mailing list that if you got access to, or if you hired or partnered with someone, something, it would facilitate your 12-month breakthrough. Don't get distracted thinking about all the opportunities out there. Home in on the opportunities that most directly accelerate your 12-month goal. Fun, isn't it? Okay. Good work. Now, again, circle the top three opportunities, right? Your brain is creating strategy, clarity. Act of writing things down is helping you get things from outside of your head, outside of your amorphous, into thinking, into words, onto a page. And then when you start to talk about them with your team, it's going to create even greater clarity and possibility and action. And that's what's going to create results, of course. So now we're going to think about threats. Again, 12-month breakthrough goal. What are the threats? What threats need attention and solutions to ensure they do not get in the way of your 12-month goal? Every business faces risks that affect its industry, its environment, the economics, the regulations, supply challenges, talent shortages, other shortages, market disruption that could affect your business. What are those threats? Maybe you're not moving quickly enough with AI in a particular way. Maybe there's this massive regulatory change coming along and you could distract you. Or maybe the interest rate level is affecting your business or your ability to acquire more cash. If you need to invest more cash, maybe you need, you know, to acquire, you need more leverage. So what are the threats that you're facing? What are the threats, the risks? And again, sometimes in SWOT, people think of threats as being only external to the business. Just write down all your risks in whatever way they come and have them be focused on your 12-month goal. What's going to stop your goal from manifesting in the next 12 months? And circle three, the three top risks. And part of it is you want to, you know, sometimes they're just massive risks. I'm thinking about my own business right now. Again, I'm in healthcare and we have this massive regulatory requirement happening right now. And so it's just really important to know that we're going to have to allocate resources to that, but we still need to free up resources to create our breakthrough. And we can't have the pandemic, right? Think about the pandemic. That was a massive disruption. And how easy it was to just tell ourselves, well, we can't, we don't have time, we're distracted. But in this, the idea here is you're saying, no, I am accounting for the threats that would distract us, that would keep us from doing what we want. We are going to do them. We are going to achieve our 12-month goal, take the actions that we need, and give it the air and the oxygen and the love and the nutrients that it needs, the sunshine, in order to achieve the goal. Doesn't matter if there's a pandemic where the interest rates change. Doesn't matter. We're going to still move forward. So we're accounting for these risks. So at the end of the day, you can't have the excuse that, the nursing shortage, or there was a problem in China and it couldn't ship anything. Those are your risks. So now you have to overcome them. These are not reasons why you won't get to your 12-month goal. These are the things you need to make sure that you overcome, right? You have to come up with a different way. So the three risks that could most distract you, keep you from success, bottlenecks, and then you're just going to make sure that you list all of those three. So I encourage you, if you haven't already, download, go to www.aforceforgood.biz/retreat, download the guidebook that comes with it, along with the template, the one-day plan template, and you'll see there's a place to put your top three strengths to amplify, your top three weaknesses to overcome, top three opportunities you want to leverage, and the top three threats to mitigate. And by all means, do this first on your own if you like, but do this with your team. Make sure everybody's aware of these things. Get their input, get their feedback, and congratulate yourself. You've just identified your SWOT for your 12-month breakthrough goal. Congratulate yourself. You've just achieved a massive amount. And just notice how much clarity you're having now, right? About what's the question? What do I need to do next in order to achieve my goal? All right. So enough on SWOT. We're going to move forward now. And I will see you in a few on the next episode, which is designing a quarterly, right? Okay. Thanks. We'll see you in a few.
Are you ready to build a business that leads in both impact and profit? Discover the Force for Good book, a guide for purpose-led leaders who want to accelerate impact, scale, and profit. pre-order your copy today at www.aforceforgood.biz/book and receive immediate access to 30 plus valuable tools for you and your team. Join the Force for Good movement. Pre-order your copy now at www.aforceforgood.biz/book.